Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris. Welcome to Consider This. This is the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. The Security Offences Special Measures Act, known as SOSMA, which allows for detention without trial, came into force in 2012 to replace the now abolished Internal Security Act, ISA. Its existence, SOSMA, and continued use have long been a controversy, which has recently been revived again following the Home Minister Saifuddin Nasution Ismail's comments that the new government has no intention of making any amendments to SOSMA for now. This, he claims, because the law was necessary to tackle cases related to organised crime. Now, the minister, however, has agreed to hold engagements with relevant stakeholders following what we've seen as a widespread backlash from civil society, and not to mention some of his fellow politicians from his own coalition. Now, one of the groups who objected to the minister's initial comments was Suara Rakyat Malaysia, Suaram. Its executive director, Sivan Dorasamy, joins me now. Sivan, thank you so much for joining me on the show. Now, we're currently in the midst of trying to get the Home Minister for his comments. Hopefully he'll come on the show soon and we can ask him these questions, his stand on SOSMA. But we know that Suaram has long been advocating against laws that allow for detention without trial. What do you make, Sivan, of the comments that Saifuddin made, even though it seemed to go against Pakatan Harapan's stand on laws that allow for detention without trial?
Thank you very much. Thank you, Melissa, for having me. My first initial reaction was shocked when it comes from Saifuddin, when we're expecting a different view from the new government with the name of Pakatan Harapan, the Hope. And then the Hope always, and many members within the Pakatan Harapan, has also been advocating for law reform for many years, especially on this detention without trial laws, and particularly on SOSMA. So when he said it's not going to be, he's not going to review or abolish SOSMA, that's a shock. But at the same time, after some pauses, I can realize why, and it's not a surprise when you are sitting there and then you upholding the whole narrative and saying that the security law, especially SOSMA, is not going to be reviewed. But again, a little bit background on the Home Minister himself. He was part of the Gerakan Mansukan ISC previously, which was led by Suaram, a campaign against anti-ISC, a detention without trial law. So that's another surprise why suddenly Saifuddin, the Home Minister, the Honourable Home Minister, suddenly put a reverse gear or making a U-turn on this.
Right. Well, Sivan, what do you think it is? I mean, you say you can understand his position, but what do you think it is? Is there fear of loss of political capital if this new government takes a hardline stand against SOSMA?
We can assume, Melissa, we are not very sure why, but one thing is that's the old way, and probably he's still new as a minister, and he's sticking to the people around him who cater to the old ways of dealing thing, especially on the engagement with the civil society or engagement with the various stakeholders. There's always a restriction, always a self-sensitive kind of approach by the Home Minister, especially when wanted to engage with the civil society organization. So for many years, even during Pakatan Harapan after 2018, then the Home Minister was Tan Sri Muhyiddin. In many occasions and many correspondence, he also not very proactively engaged with the civil society, especially on issues related to bad laws and misuse of power using this kind of law. And after that, even before that, it was the current Deputy Prime Minister, Zahid Hamidi. Also same, because he's the one also introduced and also upholding these laws at his time, that's a very least engagement. After Muhyiddin, Hamza's time is also same. So I don't know why the SOP within the KDN, or probably the unwritten SOP, least engagement with the civil society or no engagement, especially it related to this type of law, detention without trial.
What would engagement with civil society represent, or what would that, how would that help, Sivan?
Yeah, okay. So when you look at the SOSMA, it been a very controversial law since the installation of SOSMA in 2012. There was a huge protest because 2012 SOSMA was introduced after the abolishment of IAC. So we thought the detention without trial laws are gone, but then the government of the day reintroduced the similar provisions through different laws, including SOSMA, POCA, and POTA. So when they introduced SOSMA, the other issue was raised was throughout our history of ISA, although a law meant to use against terrorist suspect or terrorism, or meant to use to protect the country on the security basis, but it's consistently was misused throughout our history. In 60s, they arrested many opposition leaders. In 70s, used against student leaders. In 80s, against civil society and also many people. So throughout our history, it's been misused. And then the government realized they're becoming very unpopular using these laws, especially against political dissenters. And that's why, hence, the huge protest in 2008-2009, that time against ISA. So realizing that Najib was the PM then, he promised in one of the election manifesto to abolish ISA, and it was abolished in 2012. But because of the internal pressure, they reintroduced other laws, as I said, SOSMA, POCA, and POTA. So when we protested against SOSMA, it's going to be another ISA. The promise was, and it's in fact written in the law itself, the promise was it won't be used against political dissenters. But then, for our worry, it being misused again and again, at least on the political dissenters, it was misused 4 to 5 times since the installation of SOSMA.
So since 2012, your claim is that this law has been misused since its existence. It has been abused to not to cover a scope beyond just terrorism, and now that they're also saying including organized crime. Are you saying that it's been used for more?
Yes, what I'm saying is, okay, the main reason for introducing SOSMA was at that point of time in the hype of the IS internationally, the Islamic State movement and all that. So there's a spread of terrorism ideology throughout. So that was the justification to introduce SOSMA as well as organized crime. And true enough, it's been used against these two quarters mainly. But at the same time, if we can recall back during the saga of 1MDB, Matthias Chang and Khairuddin were arrested under SOSMA, claiming that they are sabotaging the economy. But all what they did is try to expose the misuse and also the corruption related to 1MDB at that point of time. So Khairuddin and Matthias Chang were arrested under SOSMA. And later on, when they were released, they summoned the government in the court, and then the court declared the use of SOSMA against these two are unconstitutional. So that's a very clear cut. And then we also have case of Maria Chin Abdullah, who was a civil society leader, Bersih leader at that point of time, just to silence the Bersih movement. They arrested the leader and then put her in a solitary confinement. So that very unfortunate, although there is no justification by then the Home Minister and also Prime Minister on why SOSMA is used against Maria Chin Abdullah. And then during the Pakatan Harapan, if you remember the SOSMA LTT 11 case, they were also were arrested under SOSMA. And then that case was dropped by the AGC. So there are clear, and also and in Arya's case, also the court declared it's unconstitutional. So when you have this a huge contradiction of a law, and also we are not going into the detail of other misuse of power or other controversial provisions under SOSMA yet. Now we are talking about misuse in terms of political dissenters. So that's already clear, it's unconstitutional, it's already been misused. So at least this should open the eye of the Home Minister to re-look into it rather than totally shutting off on the dissenters and also those who are opposing SOSMA.
If I may touch on some of those provisions that you brought up, I mean, there are, so SOSMA is not just a law that allows for detention without trial, 28 days, if I'm not mistaken. There's also a provision that denies bail for certain detainees. Seven, what do you make of comments made by former IGP Musa Hassan? He said, well, actually, the law shouldn't be abolished because actually that 28-day detention period is necessary for police investigation because 14 days, the current 14 days is not sufficient. He says, well, rather than abolish it, improve it. Do you think there's any merit in that suggestion that this is a law that can be improved without necessarily being abolished?
That's a fair question, Melissa, because that comes from a former IGP, and we can understand that was the practice of the police throughout. When you have a detention without trial law, it's been misused again and again, because, you know, once I quote a judge from India says, when you have this type of detention without trial law, the police losing their art of investigation, because the art of investigation is about the given time you have to investigate thoroughly within the time and then charge someone. But when you have an excessive number of days, in most of the cases that in our record, the numbers of days they are in detention were not utilized in terms of a proper investigation. In most of the cases, we have a record people saying that abuse, a lot of abuse of power, torture, forced to convince, forced confessions, the denial of a family and also lawyers visit and all this. But again, to answer your question, if you remember, SOSMA have the sunset clause of 28 days remand, right? So the 28 days is very problematic because the whole of 28 days is, was given to the police in the name of investigation, but a lot of interrogation and also tortures happening, but without bringing you to the court. In the usual circumstances, we use the penal code within the 24 hours after the arrest, you bring to the magistrate to get the remand days. Usually you get 3 or 4 days and it can be extended to another 3 or 4 days. During that time, magistrate can see the suspect and can ask the right question, whether you've been tortured, how your situation and all that. So there is a space for lawyer to highlight if any misuses and all that. But here, it's like after 28 days, right? So the whole 28 days, we wouldn't know what happened. But at the same time, when we protested during the 2012 time, the government says there is a sunset clause. The parliament can review that 28 days after 5 years. But in 2017, with all our campaign and lobbying, it was again upheld. It was not voted out. Right. And then so the next 5 years was 2022. When it come 2022 in the March sitting, the 28 days clause, the sunset clause was voted out in the parliament. So which means a number of parliamentarian at that point of time agreeable to abolish this part of 28 days. But then the Home Minister. Okay. So during that time, when the same question you raised just now, post to the current IGP now, Dato Sri Akrib Sani, what he said, yes, okay, fine with that 28 days, but we will continue to use without the 28 days, we'll continue to use the chapter 6 of the penal code, offenses against state, chapter 6A on the terrorism, chapter 6B on the organized crime, and then you also have anti-trafficking, atipsom, and as well as anti-smuggling. So you already have the existing law under the penal code to be used on this organized also terrorist suspect.
So what you're saying is actually there really is no concrete justification for the need of SOSMA, even under the guise of dealing with these types of cases. In the couple of minutes that we have left, I do want to ask you, I mean, What is it that the public understands based on your long-serving work on the ground? How does the public view SOSMA in your understanding? Is this seen to be a law that is divisive? Are people behind reforming or abolishing this law? Or is this seen to be a national security, tough on crime type law that politicians can very easily use to make populist gestures?
Yeah, so the general public is always the first hand information they get is the justification from the government when they introduce bad laws, right? So in this context, when they use security of the country, security of the community as a justification to bring in this kind of law, they sort of like agreeing to that. But along the way, when you expose the misuse and then you expose there can be an alternative law, like security issues and human rights issues can go along together. It's a complement each other. So there are exemplary laws in practice without detention, without trial, where this law protect your country, protect the security of the people of the country, as well as upholding human rights. So this narrative, when we expose the misuse and also put forward to the general public, they are agreeable, they understand. So they can see the differences. This goes back to the ISA experience as well. When initially people are not talking about ISA, only the family members, you know, gather together and try to expose all this. But throughout, after so many campaigns, you look at the protests, the huge protests, Bersih-like protests in 2008 or 9, anti-ISA protests. So that's the message the public given to the government of the day to abolish this type of detention trial. Similarly here, although the narrative is using for the security reason, nobody wants to jeopardize their own security. I don't want to jeopardize my security, my family and everyone need to be protected from all this terrorism and as well as organized crime. But there is a way to do it. So this is what the public are slowly getting to that, understanding that, yes, yeah, security is one thing, justifying using detention without trial is a no-go. So that's kind of a narration, that kind of understanding, it's slowly coming back towards the public when we try to recall on the ISA as well as giving comparison to the current detention without trial laws.
All right, thank you so much for speaking with me. That was Executive Director of Swaram, Sivendorai Sami. We're going to take a quick break here and consider this. We will be back with more. Stay tuned. Hi, welcome back to Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. Let's continue our conversation about the controversial Security Offences Special Measures Act, or SOSMA, which allows for detention without trial. Now, will this law be reformed under the coalition government led by Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim, who himself has been detained under the Internal Security Act, a law which was replaced by SOSMA? Joining me now is Klang MP V. Ganapati Rao. Thank you so much for joining me on the show. Gana, you and two other Pakatan Harapan MPs had submitted a written request to the Home Minister, Saifuddin Nasution, who is a fellow coalition politician. You had requested that he reconsider this government's position on SOSMA. I'm wondering, Gana, where do you think the minister is coming from when he said he wasn't planning to review SOSMA, given that, you know, we know Pakatan Harapan has been long vocal about problematic laws like SOSMA, which allows for detention without trial?
Hi, thank you, Melissa. As you're aware, when the statement came from our Home Affairs Minister saying that there is no intention of repeal, immediately you can see that there was a statement issued by Gobind Singh. Yeah, he's a prominent lawyer, and not only as an MP, but he represents the voices of all the MPs, especially when we fought against all this while any detention without trial. I remember previously, before when they want to extend this SOSMA under subsection 4 or 5, and Azma would.
Hamza Zainuddin.
Mm-hmm. And then Pakatan and whole team make it his intention failed. So what it shows? It shows all of us have the same inspiration and so the fighting spirits against SOSMA at that time. So again, majority of the leaders from Pakatan Harapan, be it PKR or DAP or even Amanna, they are from formerly ISA detainees. We know ISA means detention without trial. You have no rights, legal rights was given for you to defend yourself whether you are real criminal or you never been convicted. Right. So when IAC was repealed and come up with a new law, called it a SOSMA under leadership of Dato' Seri Najib at that time, Najib Razak, when the law is amended at the time, many people are still not satisfied. But then it was convinced by, I think, the security forces, particularly PDRM, that the law is needed such a way because they have failed to produce evidence, proper evidence law against the particular person being detained. So I believe the Home Affairs ministers is, when immediately after become minister and so on, the briefing was done by PDRM. Maybe it was, it's not afterthought, but it's just immediate response from the after presentation by the PDRM. Then it is a thoughts has been shared. But
okay, all right.
That's very generous of you, given I know how strongly you feel about laws that allow for detention without trial. You yourself were was held under the ISA. I think you were detained without trial for over 450 days.
495 days.
495 days detained without trial. So this is something I'm sure hits home for you. What is your sense of whether this law, SOSMA, is has been politicized? Whether this current government is worried about losing political capital if they act tough or they repeal SOSMA? What are your thoughts on that? Is it a difficult position for this new government?
I didn't see it's a difficult position, but the thing is, because as you're everyone aware, the government that today happened to be is called as a unity government. Nobody ever thought the coalition from the different types of political parties were ever, no, and I believe even myself, even the leadership themselves, never ever dream about it. This kind of coalition can be happened. And one party, particularly Barisan Nasional, all this while has been survived with ISA. Later, they survived, they come up with the SOSMA. If you rightly remember, even Maria Chin Abdullah, our former MP for Petaling Selatan, was arrested under SOSMA just because she leads busing. So SOSMA was meant to be for the special measure for the security offences. Something like to maintain the peace and order of the country. It was maybe specifically meant to be on terrorist activities, but later, if you realize, any ordinary citizens can be arrested under SOSMA if there is a report. Right. And the authorities keep claiming they arresting him under SOSMA. Why they don't want to produce in court? Because they say not even enough evidence. It itself shows abuse of power is rampant.
Ghana, do you think this law should be... Is there any saving this law? Is there ways to revise some of the provisions under this law that are particularly problematic, the 28 days detention, the no bail allowed for certain offences? Are there ways to... reform this law that can still allow for it to be in use, or is it a bad law? Should we repeal it completely?
Sorry, actually, honestly, I'm being as a victim of ISA formally. My intention also total abolition of the SOSMA, but many officers and also many others I consulted. Even PDRM officers, they had been given their side of stories. I listened to many, but still I'm not being convinced when they come to the facts that the person can detain so long without giving a proper legal representation or given a chance of bail even after 28 days. It's not true that after 28 days they will be immediately, you will be released or be produced in court or be given a bail, because the bail part still something that really makes everyone sickening with the system has been abused all this while, because the officers themselves claims to me we are not arresting simply, we are observing this particular personality for months, and then we are gathering some evidence. Then my simple question, if you gathered so much of information and evidence, why not you produce in court? Again, but then I strongly believe it's all we keep finding, we have a proper criminal laws. We have a CPC criminal, criminal codes. We have right. A dangerous drug acts. We have harm sex. So many acts are being enacted to control or to given power to the authorities to arrest and charge them in court. And we have
sorry to interrupt, but very quickly, we only have a couple of minutes left, a minute or so left. I do want to ask you, I understand that from civil society that the data on SOSMA detainees is very hard to come by. In fact, I think the only way we find out more about this is through MPs' questions in Parliament. As an MP, how will you be furthering the discourse on SOSMA in Dewan Rakyat?
I strongly believe, because if you rightly remember, YB Karpal Singh, Ram Karpal has given a statement as our Deputy Law Minister. We already had a discussion with our Home Affairs Minister. Definitely when there will be debate, I'm going to be put up my voice on detention without trial shouldn't be continued.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for speaking with me. Klang MP V. Ganapathy Rao there, wrapping up this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris, signing off for the evening. Thank you so much for watching and good night.